Changes are ahead, but not yet. We got a bunch of warmth and wind, scattered strong storms late Wednesday, high grass fire danger, a break in precipitation of Halloween and into Friday, and more scattered storms late Friday into the weekend. Those are your weather stories, finally, as we start our last week of October. Good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Monday. I hope everyone had a terrific weekend. The weather sure was nice, but we really need some rain, and I have rain chances in my 7-day forecast. We're waking up to a clear sky and very mild conditions for this time of the year this morning. Temperatures have only fallen into the low 70s. No jackets necessary pretty much today through Wednesday, with afternoon highs in the mid to upper 80s today, low to mid 80s Tuesday and Wednesday, with morning clouds and afternoon sun, and again, a ton of wind. Also, as mentioned above, that wind will be very strong from the south. This puts areas along and west of Interstate 35W in a very high grass fire danger due to the lack of rain, low humidity, and strong gusty winds. Please be wary of that. All right, our first weather change arrives into dinner time, into Wednesday evening, as a cold front moves through the area. Widespread shower and thunderstorm activity will break out along the front, mainly across the southeastern half of North Texas. I'll keep an eye on the placement of these storms as they pretty much form along and west of 35W. You can expect some gusty wind, maybe some small hail accompanying this area of storms that forms, again, right on top of us. Sky should slowly clear by Thursday morning. It'll be breezy and cooler with afternoon highs only in the low 70s. It'll be a perfect day, Halloween. And as of now, it looks like the trick-or-treaters will have a clear sky with temperatures in the 60s. That front that moved through Wednesday will slowly drift back to the north on Friday through the weekend. That means southerly winds will rapidly return and moisture will rapidly increase from the Gulf of Mexico. This combined with a slow-moving upper-level disturbance moving in from the west and spokes of energy rotating around it will create waves of showers and storms this weekend. As of now, still way too early to tell how widespread the coverage will be across the area. Right now, it looks like areas northwest of us will see the heaviest rain possible with some flooding. Stay tuned. Otherwise, depending on how fast the system moves in across the area early next week will depend on how long the rain sticks around. Once it does move through, the strongest cold front of the fall season will move through the area, cooling us down to below average readings. Unfortunately, we're still over a week away from this significant cool down. Remember, we have gone through the entire month of October with no measurable rain at DFW. This has never happened, but we're hoping to break that streak late October 30th into the evening hours. Have a terrific day today. Hold on to your hats and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.